The Balancing Act, today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard, and I want to thank you for taking a few moments of your day to drop in on the show. As always, if you like what you hear, take a moment to share it with another coach. Coaching is difficult, and the more encouragement we can share, the better. Now today I want to share some exciting news, as this past week I officially finished up on a project I've been working on and released my first book titled Eternal Impact. It's a 60-day devotional that links scripture with the coaching profession in an aim to encourage coaches. It's available now on Amazon, so feel free to check that out and share with a coach that you know. On today's show, I want to share one of the devotionals from that book and briefly touch on the balancing act between home and the coaching life. Now, as a coach with a family, I fully recognize that balancing your home life and your professional life is a difficult task. In reality, it's probably one of the coach's greatest struggles. From personal experience, this is not something that I did very well early on in my marriage. And to be honest, I'm not really sure how good I am at it right now. Coaches are very fortunate to possess a job that they are so passionate about. Most of the world doesn't have this luxury. However, it's this passion that can easily get us into trouble at home if we're not careful and we end up misprioritizing our time. Scripture talks about this very issue in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 23:4 says, "Do not toil to acquire wealth. Be discerning enough to desist." So King Solomon teaches that an individual shouldn't place too high of a priority on acquiring wealth. Now, as a coach, this may cause you to laugh because very few coaches have the luxury of attaining material wealth through their job. For most of us, there's just not a lot of money in coaching. However, Solomon's talking about far more than just material wealth. Wealth can be defined in several different ways. For coaches, wealth can be found in championships, the next best job, or the admiration of others. Solomon is warning the reader to not get caught up in the pursuit of these things at the expense of the things that really matter. Now, the key to following Solomon's advice is the ability to discern what is really important. At the top of that list should be your family, as it's highly revered in Scripture. Paul's letter to the Ephesians calls upon a husband to love his wife just as Christ loves the church. It also calls on wives to show respect to their husbands. And both husband and wife are to recognize that their children are a reward from the Lord. So it's very clear that the family can't be neglected. A wise coaching mentor of mine once told me that the word love is spelled T-I-M-E. Now, that was some of the best advice that I've ever been given by a fellow coach. His point was that if we truly love our family, we'll give them our time. While you're on the clock as a coach, give it all you have. However, when you're away from the program, be away from the program. Now, this is much easier to say than do, and I'm the world's greatest example of failing in this, but the difficulty of the task can't be an excuse. Also, try to take advantage of teaching moments with your team. Family matters, and so your players need to see that on display. What better example can you set for the athletes in your program than setting the right personal priorities right in front of their very eyes? You're influencing future husbands, wives, and parents. What they see will have a far greater effect than what they are told. So while difficult, coach, you can manage this balancing act. You're called to have a great amount of impact on both your team and your family. To do so, follow the instruction of King Solomon and don't chase the wrong things at the expense of what really matters. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.